When we talk about all the children from Central America being sent by their parents alone across hundreds, sometimes thousands of miles to get to the U.S. border, you have to ask why. Here's one explanation that takes us to El Salvador. El Salvador is facing a record wave of murders, 22 killings a day on average in the first 3 months of 2016. That makes the country one of the deadliest on earth. El Salvador's economy is in bad shape as well. But in the little town of Jucuapa, with just 18,000 people, the coffin-making business is booming. Reuters photographer Jose Cabezas documented this on a recent visit. Jose, thanks for being with us. The violence in El Salvador, it's not a new thing, sadly. Mm-hmm. What did you hope to achieve by telling the story of the coffin business in this little town?
Well, since about 2009, we have a big increase on homicides in El Salvador. So we were taking pictures all the time of crime scenes or violent scenes everywhere in the country. But we started to take some pictures or stories not directly related with violence, some stories with no blood in the pictures.
I gather a couple of years ago there were only 3 coffin factories in Jucuapa. How many coffin factories are there now?
Now they have like 18 officially. It was a traditional business in Jucuapa, but not this big as it is today.
So it's really grown. What was happening in Jucuapa before the coffin business?
Actually, Jucuapa was full of farms, coffee growers, and cattle, but not anymore. I mean, a lot of people is leaving the town, or agricultural is not a good business for them anymore. So they found a way to survive in their hometown.
Did the workers in the coffin factory kind of reflect on the fact that they are employed because of all this violence?
Yes, they never said openly, but they know the business is good because of the homicide wave in the country, especially because they are exporting the product to Honduras and Guatemala, which are very violent countries also. They are conscious about it.
You went to Jucuapa as a stranger, Jose. I mean, mm-hmm. People didn't know you. Were you safe? Did you feel safe? And did you have any trouble getting the trust of your subjects?
Kind of. My mother is from the area, but I never have been in Jucuapa before. So we were in the street and we saw a pickup truck full of coffins in the back. So I started to take pictures of the pickup truck, and the owner tried to not be photographed. And we start to talk about, was doing a story about the town and the coffin factories and everything. And he was very nice, not in the beginning, but he was very nice. But this guy introduced us to other owners.
I mean, you're lucky, because suppose that guy was a gang member.
I was very, very lucky because, I mean, there is ways to be safe in this country. The problem was with the workers. Some of them, they wanted to be photographed. They were very natural, but in some cases they say, no, I mean, I don't want to be photographed. I don't want to be recognized. To see them in a publication like a newspaper or even in the internet, and gang members can see them. I don't know. I mean, I don't even ask about it. I just say, okay, not a problem. I point my camera in some other way, but I didn't have any problems, but you know, I was lucky. To tell you the truth, I was really lucky.
Reuters photographer Jose Cabezas speaking with me from El Salvador. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can see all of Jose's photos from Jucuapa. They're up at PRI.org.